And with me in the KRVS studios this afternoon is Aaron Stickney, who is the Public Relations and Marketing Coordinator at Vermilionville in the Bayou Vermilion District, here to talk about their annual Courier de Mardi Gras, which will be taking place this coming Sunday at Vermilionville. And we were just talking a bit earlier how all those snow days put a lot of us off and I think kind of got us a little off our calendars. But Mardi Gras is approaching, and there are a lot of things people seem to want to do before Mardi Gras, having to do with king cakes and learning traditions and perhaps making costumes. And it seems like a lot more preparation these days that people are interested in. And your Courier de Mardi Gras can help everybody with that.
Right. It's got a little something for everyone in it. It's not just the courier itself, but there's also, like you said, there's going to be capuchon making workshops for kids. There's king cake cooking demonstrations and tastings. There's a lot going on. There's also our A Tale of Two Mardi Gras exhibit that's happening at the same time, which is a display of city and country Mardi Gras costumes. So there's that too, in addition to the music and the food and the courier itself.
So a real range of activities are going to take place this Sunday, and it's for kids and adults.
Right. Anyone all ages can come. Children under 5 get in free. And actually, what's another great thing about this event is it's done in conjunction with LARC's annual bead drive. So if you bring a bag of Mardi Gras beads to donate, you get a dollar off admission as well.
And I'm sure we all have beads packed away in our closets.
Yep.
From years past.
Just collecting dust.
Yes. And also you do this in collaboration with the Basile Mardi Gras Association.
Right.
How do they interact with you all? Do they put on the courier?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's what they do. They basically come and perform the courier the exact same way that they do in Basile. And the thing that's kind of cool about this Mardi Gras celebration is it gives the opportunity to a lot of people who would never have the chance to experience a courier. A courier is one of those things that you have to kind of be on the inside to know about. You have to either come from a community where they do it or know someone from that community. So this is a good opportunity for people who don't have those connections to see it.
Definitely. And not only for those of us who are from this area, but if you have people visiting especially, this would be a great opportunity to introduce them to those customs.
Definitely so.
Mm-hmm. So the Basile Mardi Gras will be putting on the courier with costumes, authentic costumes, mm-hmm, that they'll be wearing. Mm-hmm. Now, with the courier, there's a collecting of ingredients. Is
right.
that going to go on too?
That is going to go on. Mm-hmm. It's going to be pretty much the same way you would see a courier on Mardi Gras Day go. So they'll be visiting, instead of different houses or farms out in the country, they'll be visiting 6 of the different houses on Vermilionville's campus, collecting ingredients. And then at the end of the day, there is going to be a communal gumbo.
It's kind of nice to think about some of these houses perhaps having experienced Mardi Gras maybe 100 years ago.
Exactly.
And welcomed
exactly.
riders in at that time.
Mm-hmm. And also, there's going to be the courier where the Mardi Gras, of course, will chase chickens at the different houses. And then once it comes to an end, there's going to be an opportunity for the kids to chase a chicken as well for a prize. So
you just got a lot of children interested in that. So children listening on your way back from school right now, if your mother's picked you up, you can go to Vermilionville this Sunday and chase a chicken.
Exactly.
And perhaps catch it.
And that's quite something to brag about. I ran Mardi Gras last year and did not catch a single chicken. I was very disappointed. So whoever does catch a chicken this Sunday will have some great bragging rights as well as a prize.
Well, I think that's a special club, those people who have actually caught chickens and held on
to them. Yeah, not a member yet.
So kids, adults have an opportunity to do that at the Courier de Mardi Gras at Vermilionville. Can people come in costume?
Absolutely, mm-hmm. Yeah. We definitely would encourage that. It's a great way to break out either your old Mardi Gras costume that you haven't had the chance to wear maybe in a few years, or if you're feeling up for making a new one, you can do that as well. Or if you don't have one, it's a good time to drop in that capuchon making workshop and try making one out yourself.
Now, for those people who don't know what the capuchon is, can you tell them?
Sure. It's basically like it's a conical hat. It's a tall, pointy hat. It's kind of a thing that the Mardi Gras would wear to mock royalty. And it's just a tall cone that's covered with fabric cut different ways, different colors, doesn't have to match, doesn't have to be new fabric and, you know, jingle bells or anything that makes noise or looks interesting.
And sometimes the rattier the better.
Exactly, yeah.
So are you all going to supply the materials or do people need to bring
their
own?
There'll be materials there at Vermilionville.
So the conical hats and fabric scraps and things like that to make their own. So is it for just children, this craft, or can adults make their own?
It's technically for children, but I imagine that an adult could drop in
if they don't have too large a head, maybe.
Exactly,
because you'll already have the cones made.
Not sure, actually, how that's going to work.
Maybe you'll measure them to the child's
head. Yeah, maybe so.
Okay. So you'll get to make your own capuchon on Sunday, and that's pretty early. So
that starts at 10. Okay. It goes on throughout the day, as well as the king cake cooking demonstrations. That starts at 11, and both of those events go until 3.
Okay, so you could get there and make your capuchon and have it on for the courier.
You sure could.
Now, what time does that start?
Starts at 11 with an overview of the history of Mardi Gras with the Basile Mardi Gras Association, and then the courier will kick off probably at about 11:15. But it's good to get there early so you don't have to wait in line.
Well, yes, and make sure that you get an opportunity to experience all of the activities that are going on at Vermilionville.
Exactly. We have the Pine Leaf Boys playing, too. That starts at about 1, starts right after the children's chicken chase, so that's something that you won't want to miss either. They're a great high-energy band, you know, perfect for Mardi Gras, perfect for dancing.
And I'm sure they'll be dressed up. Probably.
No, I think they might. It seems like something.
Bring a few elements of their costumes.
Yeah.
It sounds like a wonderful photography opportunity there.
Oh, yes. I'll be there taking pictures for sure. Yeah. The pictures from last year, you can see some on our website, and they're just colorful and exciting.
And like you said, a lot of energy, a lot of action. And
a lot of you know, playing tricks and games and that sort of thing, a lot of mischief. So,
and it's hard to take a bad picture of Vermilionville. The background is just so perfect and beautiful with all of those houses that have been restored and just the grounds.
The cypress trees, everything. It's a very picturesque backdrop.
So great opportunity this Sunday to learn lots about our culture, to learn about Mardi Gras, to have a great time. And you did mention the king cake making. Is it going to be a demonstration of the making of it or just baking?
It'll be a demonstration of the making. They'll also have recipe cards available, and it'll be going on throughout the course of the day. So you can drop in at any time, pick up a recipe card, kind of watch how it goes, and you can take that recipe card and try it yourself at home. They'll also have samples available.
Samples.
Mm-hmm.
Just attracted another group of people. Now, of course, at Vermilionville, you always have food for these festivals.
Right.
So in addition to the king cake, will there be special food?
Well, there'll be gumbo available for purchase in the Performance Center going along with the Pine Leaf Boys performance.
And will the Cuisine de Maman be open as well that day? Or is they're going to be closed down?
Let's see. It's a Sunday, so yes, they should be open. That'll be the buffet that day.
Okay, so you could head over there and then go to the courier?
Absolutely. Drop in and out. When you walk in, there'll be a program that'll list the different houses where the courier will be taking place. So maybe you miss one, but you can catch up on the next house.
Mm-hmm. Now, for those people who have not been to Vermilionville, and it's hard to believe that there are, but, you know, a lot of us sort of take cultural sites like that for granted, and we only go when we have visitors.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about the range of houses that are there.
Well, all the houses that are there are from the late 1700s, Acadian-style homes, and in each home there's a different artisan displaying the various crafts that Acadians, Creoles, and Native Americans do. So you can drop in and see some weaving or maybe some tatting or someone playing fiddle. So there's always lots of things going on.
So in addition to seeing, again, that authentic courier, you're going to be seeing them performing that at some very authentic houses.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And Vermilionville, you mentioned the different crafts in some of the houses. I know you all have a series, a monthly series called Les Mains Guidées.
Right. It's a new series. It kind of came about as a way to continue the momentum of the monthly second Tuesday of the month In Your Own Backyard series, which I hear is going to be possibly taking a new format eventually. But since we do have that Tuesday crowd built up, we decided to keep an activity going. And this is a great way to focus on our artisans who offer these different crafts. And so we've had two so far. We just had an open hearth cooking one the other night where guests learned how to make a rabbit stew. We also did a weaving one, and the next one that's coming up is going to be on natural dyeing.
I'm sure that one will be well attended.
I think so. They have been so far, so it's been really great to see.
What's the best way to find out the upcoming workshops like that?
Well, you can always go on our website. If you go to vermilionville.org, you can click on events and see what's coming up. You can check out all the musical acts and film and different craft series and things like that that are happening at Vermilionville. Or if you're the kind of person that doesn't remember to check on stuff like that yourself, you can always sign up for the email list and you'll get a weekly e-blast telling you about those activities.
And I guess like you on Facebook because you all send Definitely. Out announcements and reminders of what's going on there.
Yeah.
So it's really great to keep up with what's happening at Vermilionville. You have several different kinds of series. As you mentioned, there's always something going on, whether it's a film or a demonstration or just tours going through the village.
Right.
I know that you have several interesting festivals throughout the year that focus on different aspects of the culture and different indigenous groups in the culture.
Right.
So it's a very active place.
It sure is. Yeah, it definitely is. There's a lot going on right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's high cultural season here in Louisiana. If you are just tuning in, my guest is Erin Stickney with Vermilionville in the Bayou Vermilion District, here talking about Vermilionville's annual Courier de Mardi Gras, which will take place this coming Sunday, begins at 10 o'clock in the morning. And it is a country Mardi Gras that is coming to the city along with the Courier, with the Basile Mardi Gras Association. You all have an exhibit of the two different kinds of Mardi Gras, country and city.
Mm-hmm.
Are these mostly photographs or their artifacts?
No, we do have actual costumes on display, some really beautiful costumes from New Orleans-style crews, as well as actual country Mardi Gras costumes that have been worn. There's one on display that was one of Vermilionville's employees' personal costumes that they've retired. So you get to see some real authentic costumes.
And in addition to the city, so are these New Orleans costumes or ones from Lafayette, or they're just...
You know, I'm not sure which crew it is, and if I had to guess just by looking at it, I would say that the costumes are probably from one of them might be as early as from the 1950s, so it's just interesting to see what they looked like then in comparison to what they look like now.
Absolutely. So that is on display in the entrance when you first walk in?
Right, when you first walk into Vermilionville. It's actually on display right now. You can come by Vermilionville anytime to check those out.
Okay, well, that exhibit is up now, which shows the different kinds of Mardi Gras and the different costumes.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Sunday, you can actually participate in the Courier and get to make a capuchon and chase a chicken and all the things that people hear about but may not, as you said, have an opportunity or know someone to be able to run out in the country.
Exactly.
So you can find it all at Vermilionville on Sunday starting at 10. And you said that it goes until about what time?
The music is going to go until about 4 p.m.
Okay, so you could stay all day if you wanted.
You could stay all day.
Yeah,
bring the kids.
And there's lots of food and lots of activities for them. So a really good day. And you said the weather is supposed to be very good.
It is. It's supposed to be nice and warm.
All right.
Nice and sunny.
And I'm sure people are hoping it's that way for the actual Mardi Gras day.
Oh, yeah.
Well.
I know I am.
Yeah. So is there anything else we need to know about what's going on at Vermilionville? You have this coming up on Sunday. You just had Les Mains Guidées.
Mm-hmm.
And I know the film series continues.
Right. And actually, we do have a Mardi Gras-themed film series this month. We have our monthly Les Vues film series, which is the last Monday of every month. And UL Lafayette's own Pud Sharp is going to be coming in for this month to show some archival Mardi Gras materials.
He has access to some amazing archival films.
He does. Some never been seen before footage sort of stuff. I can't wait for that. It's going to be really fascinating. And just in that Mardi Gras spirit, we're also going to have king cake demonstration, or king, not demonstrations, but king cake samples available for that. As I hear there might also be a king cake cocktail there.
I hope you have enough room for everyone who's going to want to go to that. So that would be the Monday before Mardi Gras.
Mm-hmm.
It would be February, I don't know, do the math backwards like that.
But you can check it out on our calendar on Facebook.
So go to their website or Facebook and keep track of what's going on at Vermilionville, especially now as Mardi Gras is in full swing. Well, Erin, thank you so much.
Thank you,
for everything y'all do over there at Vermilionville and for letting us know more about Le Courrier de Mardi Gras that will be at Vermilionville this coming Sunday.